So let's look through these games here as far as your boys team goes, Coach. We kind of mentioned last week that when you play a school as big as Kirksville, even though it says JV next to their name, you get there, that gets your attention pretty quick. You're able to beat the Kirksville JV Tuesday, but it wasn't easy. 62-49, rather. Tigers gave you a pretty good tussle, correct?
They did. You know, 1 through 10, anybody they brought off the bench, they was able to come in, and they played really athletic, really fast, and you know, executed offensively, and were able to fly around defensively. You know, they were a really strong, I know we talk about JV, but, you know, they're a really strong team, and I was very impressed with them, and I thought, you know, we could never just extend that lead just enough to get comfortable. So they stayed in the ballgame the entire time, made it a fun one.
Anybody who plays your team this year, the conversation is going to be, we can't let Corbin Axtell go off for 30, 35 points against us. You know, many people have told me they think he's the best returning player in the HDC, and we both know how good Corbin is. But in order for you to reach where you want to reach in March, it can't be the Corbin Axtell show on the offensive end. You got to find some balance, and I think you have some opportunities to have some balance, but is that something that you're really working on with the boys, making sure that all five guys on the floor have the at least the capability or the threat of scoring on a night-to-night basis?
We are, and that's been stressed since day one. You know, last year it kind of was the Corbin Axtell show, and, you know, it got us 20 wins. But, you know, everybody now knows who Corbin is, and, you know, last year we weren't able to play into the district playoffs, and I think that's because we relied too much on Corbin and, you know, other guys weren't ready to step up, so... You know, since the summer, we've been talking about when you're on the floor, you got to be ready to step up and fill your role and hit an open shot or attack the rim when the opportunity is given to you. So, you know, we've seen flashes of it in the first three games, but we're still going to need more of it moving forward.
Well, and yeah, here's one of the things I talk about with coaches all the time. And it, certainly there's a lot of folks, myself included, that look at Grundy and think the Panthers are going to be pretty good this year. They're going to be a team worth watching. All that being said, you know, the guys get pats on the back. They get a victory over the Kirksville JV. They came back on Thursday against Atlanta, Coach, and, you know, it was a clock runner, and it wasn't the way that you wanted it, 63-31. So, you know, you find out about your team when you have that sort of performance, and obviously they came back real strong, but Thursday was just a frustrating night for the Panthers all the way around, it looks like.
Yeah, it was a frustrating night. Anytime you hear another team putting up 63 on us, I obviously don't think we had a very good defensive night, and, you know, that's the one thing that can't fail. We didn't have a good shooting night, only putting up 30 points. But so if the scoring ain't there, we've got to have defensive presence. And we just did not, you know, work hard enough defensively. You know, credit to Atlanta where it's due. You know, they came out and they played in attack mode and they attacked us all night. You know, we just five on the floor. The starters didn't seem like they were quite ready to go. And, you know, their offensive struggles, they let that affect their defensive, and that, you know, Atlanta was able to run away with it.
Yeah, how good is Atlanta, Coach? Obviously, you know, you had a rough night against them, but how much of that was Atlanta?
It's both. You know, obviously, I think we can play with Atlanta, but, you know, at the same time, Atlanta's a really good team, and, you know, they're going to win a lot of games this year. There's no slouch on Atlanta whatsoever. They're a really good ball team.
Well, and the one thing you don't want is if you have a rough night, you know, I've said this for years, too. If you have a rough night, you want to learn from it. But I think there's a big part of it says forget about it. Put it in the back. You rear your mirror. Can't change the result. You move on to the next game. And, you know, Novinger gave you a pretty good tussle, and it's never easy to beat Novinger at Novinger. That victory on Saturday, 60-53. How good of a win was that for the Panthers, Coach, especially with that bounce back from Atlanta?
It was a good bounce back win, you know. Like you said, beating Novinger on their home floor, definitely in their own tournament. You know, they're playing for hardwood, and they brought a lot of fans, and they were energetic, ready to go. You know, I thought Novinger hit a lot of tough shots, and there were spurts that I thought we played really great. And once we started pulling away, we kind of just let up, and they got right back in the ball game because they're a good team and well coached team. So, you know, I think just learning from that game, we've got to keep our foot on the gas throughout the entire game. But, you know, Novinger did a great job of showing up, ready to go.
Is the biggest message to the boys that you hope that they learned, just kind of lesson-wise from that Atlanta game, just always being ready to play and never just kind of assuming just because, you know, you feel like you can play a little bit, you still have to put the work in? Is that just kind of the message that you hope that that game got across to them?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think the biggest thing was probably more balance and execution. We got to have better execution and balance on the offensive end, as far as spacing with our balance. And, you know, we got to execute plays, execute when we get the ball inside, and be able to hit wide-open jump shots is really what it comes down to.
Bevier tonight, 7:30. You got Green City on Thursday. I know they're on the opposite side of the bracket, Coach, and you didn't play them, but I assume Green City won that tournament, didn't they?
Green City did win that tournament,
yeah.
Yes.
When you get ready for them on Thursday, I know that they lost the Fields kid to graduation, but they got, I think, everybody else back. How good are the Gophers this year?
They're really good. You know, it's a team that's going to be in our district this year, so, you know, if we want to extend our run to the district playoffs, we're going to have to go through Green City. So, you know, we're going to get our first look at them on Thursday. We know they're really good. We know what they have, and, you know, they're not going to be a surprise to anyone with what they are. And just because they lost Layden doesn't mean they're going to drop down hardly at all. So they looked impressive this last week, so we're going to have to play our best ball to play with them on Thursday.
Got Bevier tonight. Grundy, you know, want to come out, take care of their business. Bevier struggled last week. 0-3 record for Bevier coming to Grundy. The home games start this week, Coach, and when you're expected to be pretty good, and I think, you know, as we said, we expect Grundy to be pretty good this year. One of the things that you want to establish is if folks come into Galt, or for you know, I assume you're going to have a couple of games at Newtown, but if it's a home game for the Panthers, you want to make that for your opponent an unpleasant experience coming into your barn, correct?
We do. You know, we want a lot of community support, and our community has supported us greatly. Ever since, you know, I've been coaching there, and even when I was in high school, the Galt community support has always been great. And, you know, now we are able to incorporate Grundy County and Newtown Harrison into one. You know, we get a lot of great community support. So we're excited about our home opener. We know our fans are going to be there, and it's going to get loud for us.
I did notice this from seeing a couple of your HDC brethren at the Gallatin tournament last week. I was really impressed by Gilman City. Winston is not nearly as down as I thought they were going to be. I think Winston's still pretty good. Mercer's better. I don't know what East Harrison has necessarily, but in this conference, and your action starts next week at Jamesport and Mercer, yeah, you're going to be in this thing, but there are going to be a lot of teams that can play some ball in this HDC over the next 2 months.
Yeah, there is. You know what? The improvement by a lot of the HDC schools this offseason has been really good. You know, I thought a lot of people thought once Winston lost a couple of their best players and Coach Lewis that, you know, they would drop down a lot, but I'm not surprised that Winston's playing well. Coach Lewis's legacy is going to run through that school for a long time. So, you know, Winston's going to play well. I thought Gilman, with scores that I've seen, Gilman's played really well. And obviously, I know Tri-County's got a really good coach and player over there as well. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready to go. No, there's going to be no slouch HDC games this year.
Yep, trip to Jamesport, 13th. Trip to Mercer on the 16th for Grundy. We'll talk about that next week. As always, Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck with the games, and have fun at home this week.
Thanks, Tom.